Among the Christmas music you may be hearing on repeat, there is a song about a king from the Middle Ages, Good King Wenceslas. It's a favorite of our classical music critic, Tom Manoff. He was curious about the song's origins after listening to a variety of versions.
Even in this synthesizer arrangement of Good King Wenceslas from Mannheim Steamroller, the melody alone brings the words and images of the story into my head. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Wenceslas was a real person, the Duke of Bohemia, a 10th century Christian prince in a land where a more ancient religion was still practiced. In one version of this legend, Wenceslas was murdered by a treacherous brother under the sway of their so-called pagan mother. Following his death, and this is fact, Wenceslas became a martyr and saint, known especially for his kindness to the poor. Meantime, and we're in the 13th century now, this catchy tune was around during folk celebrations of spring. It's performed here by the Martin Best Ensemble on their album of medieval Christmas music. But the Wenceslas story hadn't met up yet with this melody, which had been sung for centuries and known in Latin as Tempus Ades Floridum, a song celebrating nature's powers of rebirth. It had verses in various languages. Here it is from the 16th century in Finnish and Latin, from a wonderful recording of hymns from medieval Finland, performed by the Cathedral Choir of Antwerp. Almost 1,000 years after Wenceslas lived, a 19th century Englishman named John Mason Neale penned the now famous lyrics, which joined the archaic tune with the Wenceslas legend. It's sung here by the choir of Westminster Abbey. The history of this Christmas carol, and much of it is still unknown, is a rich accumulation of music, image, and legend that speaks beyond any one religious interpretation. Its universal message is summed up in the closing lines. Ye who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing.
Good King Wenceslas, brought to us by our critic, Tom Manoff. He does his caroling in Eugene, Oregon.